Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
You want to know why I said that?
Why?
Because they don't sit me next to like Spike, or they don't sit me back to OG. You know what I'm saying? Why? But I can't go down there with Tracy Morgan.
I think we have to work on it ourselves as a show. Maybe that's what we need to be.
I'm watching all these potential stars, but I was a star in this city, damn it. I can at least sit in the 15th row.
No, you were. There's no doubt about that. That's all it's going to take. Just become a bigger star than even you are now. Well, how about this? If you were in Detroit.
Got to come out with a sex tape.
If you you think that's how it's going to get done?
It worked for many.
If you were at Little Caesars Arena, would they sit you courtside?
Oh, absolutely, son.
100%?
Is
that a guarantee? The Detroit Pistons, for next season's season opener,
yeah,
at home,
it'd
will,
be me, Jalen,
I'm asking,
me, Jalen, Big Sean, Eminem,
I'm
Madonna,
asking,
and Stevie Wonder.
I'm asking the Detroit Pistons publicly if they are willing to, right now, offer Bart Scott courtside seats to their season opener. He will wear a Bol Bol jersey, even though Bol Bol was a Piston for about 12 hours.
We going to get him back.
And he will be courtside. I want to see if they would respond to that and say, we would love to have Bart at our
Bart Skizzle? Absolutely, yeah. Son.
By the way, when I was talking about the Heat Celtics, and I was saying, we had a Knick fan call up earlier talking about the series, who's watching it, and I said, how hard is it for you to watch this since those are two bitter rivals? Like, you hate both teams. So how, as a Knicks fan, do you watch it?
Yeah.
And can enjoy, you love basketball, but like there's that still part of you that's like, when people say to me, like, who do you want to win this series? I'm like, nobody. Like, I like watching, but I don't want either of these teams to win. So how about this, though? When you're talking about crossing lines, I was reading one of the beat writers reported that the Knicks hired a new scout. Do you know who it is?
New scout?
Yeah.
Is this your boy John Wallace?
No, it's Tim Hardaway, senior.
Hold up, man. How many places is he working for? I thought, don't he call games live for Heat?
I think he was. He was doing some radio TV.
His contract can't be up. They still playing.
But, like, isn't that, like, and I know the Knicks had Tim Hardaway Jr. on the roster twice.
Tim Hardaway is my guy, by the way. You talk about a guy, one of the most underrated dudes. You know, I've never seen a dude make so many shots with a ball that didn't rotate. How the hell you shoot a ball that don't rotate, son?
Yeah. But isn't that also one of those things where you're like, now, did Pat Riley just send a sleeper cell? that's one of those, like, of you're working for who now? Like,
yeah, you know. Got my eye on you.
Yeah, right.
Eric Scout, so I wonder if he's working for Miami, is he still going to be in Miami? He's just going to scout the talent around there for the colleges.
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. It's one of those crossover things where it's like, who's next? Who are you going to hire next? Is Reggie Miller going to be the shooting coach? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Coming to you live from the Seaport District, ESPN Studios in New York City.
And we've got New York something?
Huh?
Can I ask New York something?
Come on.
Kind of in that vein, who was the biggest nemesis for New York? Was it Jordan? Was it Reggie?
Reggie Miller?
No, yeah.
Do you mean in all the sports, the biggest?
No. The nemesis for the Knicks.
Just the Knicks?
Through the history.
Man, it was Michael. Like, it was Michael.
But people love Michael. I feel like people hate
remember,
Reggie.
You,
people
no,
hate
no,
Reggie.
But listen
Reggie
to me.
Was a little.
But you beat Reggie. You were able to beat Reggie. So, like, I know the following year then he beat you, but you never beat Michael. Never. You never
like
beat him. When you beat the Bulls in 94, he was not on the team.
But I feel that, but that's because he's the guy. So you
he was
take
in the
that,
way. They had a 60-win team in 93. He was in the way.
But you'll take that from a great player, like the greatest of all time. You're like, man, we lost to the greatest player of all time. Reggie Miller, like this little bony, big head, Cheryl Miller's little brother.
Remember, they beat him in 94. They beat him in 99. Like, they got him.
But who do you hate the most? Like, who was the most? I don't remember people booing Jordan when he came. They applauded him when he came there.
Jordan, you were.
You got applauded. Yeah, you
afraid.
He sold the tickets out. You wanted to go. You wanted to run out. If we lived in the same era where they were running out and chaining themselves to something, somebody would have chained their ass to Reggie Miller and drug his ass out of the stadium. Like, come on, man. They hated Reggie. He got a punchable face, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. What I love though are the calls. A lot of calls from New York, despite the fact that there's no
team in the playoffs right now. It just shows you we're hate watching this. There's no doubt about it. We go to the Bronx now. We talk to Anthony. What's up, Ant?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Big fan of both of you guys. I'm a Jet fan, so Bart, appreciate you. Can't wait.
What up?
But I definitely called to talk about the Jimmy Butler situation. I know it's nauseating at this point, but I mean, we can't not. I'm not saying you guys are not giving him credit. But to say that Jason Tatum is over him, I think that's a little bit of a far-fetched. I mean, Jimmy Butler's been doing this since he was in Chicago. Really? You know, going up against LeBron. I know he couldn't beat LeBron at one point, but when we saw him against LeBron in the finals last year, it's like, how do we not applaud that? You know, he never cheats the game. You know, I know he's not your style dunker when he's on the fast break and give you a simple two-hander, but, I mean, I don't think that's something we should hold against him to say that Jason Tatum is better.
Well, I'll tell you what.
He just stretched out Patrick Beverley.
Let me ask you this, Anthony. I got a couple of these tweets, and I kind of like this. A couple of tweets that we've gotten on the show Twitter at Barton On are comparing, like, if you're going to do NFL quarterback comp, Jimmy Butler is Matt Ryan, Matty Ice. He's good, like really good. But is he?
Matty Ice won MVP, son.
Yeah, and he got to a Super Bowl. Like, I mean, that's
right.
I mean,
like,
that's kind of like
with the whole Jordan. With the whole Jordan conversation, you know, you want to say, like, all right, I lost to the best. He lost to Tom Brady. So it's like you can say that. Jimmy Butler lost to LeBron James in the finals.
Okay.
Jason Tatum hasn't even gotten there.
No,
yet.
He hasn't.
Yeah, but
you're
Jason
right.
Tatum has a higher ceiling. Jason Tatum, it's kind of unfair. He's only 24 years old. But look what he's accomplished already. He lost to Jimmy Butler in the bubble. Remember, that was the team that lost when Bam had that tremendous block. But we see the trajectory that he's going to become a superstar. Jimmy Butler, in my opinion, is just a star. He's not a superstar. He's not better. Like, when you talk a superstar, that's a totally different thing. That's like the price of admission. That's like not only do you affect what you do on the court, you affect the sales because people sell out just because you're on their team. Like Dame Lillard. Like Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Like LeBron James.
Go ahead, real quick.
Can I ask one more question before I go?
Yeah.
Would you consider Kareem Abdul-Jabbar a superstar?
Hell, he's the greatest of all time. Lou Alcindor.
He played the game the right way. He was rewarded by it with the championship.
But he was a beast. Let's not remember what he did in Milwaukee. Forget what he did in Milwaukee.
But right? I also want to add this part. I do want to add this part to it, though, Anthony. It's a great question to ask. But you got to remember, in his time, he was one of the most popular people in the world. Like
he kicked Bruce Lee in the chest. Son.
Like he was so famous for who he was. You know, the goggles made him more famous. The skyhook made him even more famous.
He won four titles in college.
7'2". Like there was just so much about him that made him universally known that you would argue like, he was one of the most famous athletes on the face of the earth at one point of his career. Right. And he played the game right. I know all that stuff. Thank you, Ant. But.
He was a beast.
Yeah,
He hung out with Will Chamberlain before he was even a guy. He used to wear his clothes. He tells the story how his mom used to tell him to throw Wilt's stinky clothes away that Wilt used to give him. That was all mussed up from him going out and shagging up at Studio 54. You know what I mean?
Funky clothes. One more call. Let's take Chris in Brooklyn. What's up, Chris?
What's good? Yo, fellas, love your show.
Thank you.
I don't really listen to anything else, but I got something for your mixtape.
Okay.
Bart, you said something about the first Blackout album, right? Red and Meth?
Yeah.
I worked on that whole damn thing, and Mi Casa is your guy's song. Ain't no wins in Mi Casa? Oh, my God. When I hear that, I think of you guys now every time.
We're going to find
that. I still listen to that. You got to get it. I know you said, respect to you, you remember the Rock Wilder.
Yeah.
That's also one of my favorites. Man, 1-2-1-2 on that album? Mm. Holy crap.
All right, Chris. Hey, anyway. That's a good one, man. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Write that down. Write that one down, son.
Producers are going to go digging for that right now. Meanwhile, in 30 seconds, the Yankees continue to roll. We'll get the thoughts of the great Michael Kay on that. And what do the Mets do now that their number one and number two pitchers are out for, what, the next couple of months? We'll discuss all that, but first, Bart, tell us about O'Reilly.
O'Reilly, if your vehicle squeals, grinds when you slow down, or it just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors or pads. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of brakes, best selection, or import direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Production.
You know that song. You know those tones. That's a baseball sound. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan on Bart Scott, ESPN Radio.
Here he comes! I see ya!
Wow. Michael K. joining us right now, the voice of the Yankees. You see him on the K-Rod cast, and of course, the Michael K. show on ESPN 98.7 in New York. Michael, what did you assess Bart's attempt at your trademark?
Well, nobody can do
call.
It like the great, Mike. Nobody can do it great. Like,
you know what? I thought it was outstanding. It surprised me. It was on point, the right rhythm, the right tone. He's great at whatever he does.
Mike, wow. I've been studying you for years. One time, what I really want to see you do, I want to see you make that call. And just like when we were growing up, when we were kids, I want to hear you say it in the fan. So there it goes. See ya.
Into a fan. You'll never hear him say it on a fan, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
Do you know, Alan, that I actually broadcasted one net game on the YES Network like 6 years ago? And when a guy hit a three-point shot, I said, three-ya. Oh, yeah, I get it.
That is tremendous. I might steal that if I ever get to do a Knicks game. There it goes, three-ya. And then, of course, there'll be crickets, and then I'll get criticized. No, I love it. That's awesome. Let's start with something that happened yesterday on your show that, I mean, this is what makes your show just a must-watch on YES Network and a must-listen on 98.7 in New York. And that is one of your co-hosts, Don LaGreca. And it starts with another reason that I find your show, I get in the car, it's the first thing I put on is, what are these guys talking about? And when we get to baseball season, like Bart and I talk about how in New York, nobody's won in 10 years. It's been forever. It's been all bad teams. So when you get success, you'd think people here are like, they just want to drink it in. But yet you get callers like, God, they're 28-10, the Yankees are, and all you're getting is guys that call in complaining. Aaron Boone doesn't know what he's doing. What the hell? So you had a call like that yesterday, and of course, Don LaGreca couldn't take it anymore.
Well, listen, I don't want to be yelled at by Peter.
They won 100 games, Michael. They got to get rid of Doug Sisk. Doug Sisk is killing them in the bullpen. Randy Nieman, I don't want to see Randy Nieman anymore, Michael. He's killing the Mets.
Guys, I'm sorry to jump in here, but you're
people.
Well,
I hate them. I hate them. Don't take the calls anymore. Seriously, I knew that guy. It's like when he's like, "Can he hear me? I don't want to hear you. I don't want to hear you." You know what? From now on, when you call like that guy, Steve, I'm not talking. But you're going to hear this. That's me by banging my forehead on the microphone because that's what I feel like doing, shoving it into my brain.
It's just precious.
Was that considered a rant?
I think it was because he didn't scream that much, Bart, but he did have a physical aspect to it, so I think that pushes him into rant category.
You can tell the children are rubbing off on him. He does it in his inside voice. He rants in his inside voice.
Well, the fact, though, that he was hitting himself in the head with the microphone made it precious. But it doesn't escape from the fact that, though, you deal with this on a regular basis – where the Yankees are having an outstanding start to the season. And yet, it does feel like, though, that people are still having issues with this group. Can you explain why?
Well, I think people came into this season because the Yankees didn't make the high-profile signing like the Correa or that sort of player, and they were expecting bad things. So when bad things didn't happen, a lot of them are still lying in wait. They're just waiting to pounce. So I knew, like, I did the game yesterday. They lose 9-6 to the Orioles. It was one of their worst games of the year. And as I was walking down the hall to where the show was, I knew we were going to get those calls. I knew we were going to get Aaron Hicks calls, Joey Gallo calls, stuff like that. So they have been great. They've been entertaining. But there are parts of the team that you could be a little bit concerned about. And yesterday they kind of reared their ugly head. and that allowed people to make the phone call. And, you know, one guy, the guy that said Donoff, said Boone is a bum. I said, well, if they had Casey Stengel or Joe Torre, what would their record be? He said, well, it'd probably be 28-10. So I said, so how's he a bum? He said, well, the Plunders win the games. I said, well, Boone then loses them, right? And he said, yeah, with like no irony at all. Boone loses them, the Players win them.
Oh, it's just it's unbelievable. So yeah, it was 2 days ago. I had a little bit of a rant where I just went on this thing about.
I loved it.
How we're talking about Aaron Judge and the start he's had, and I love Buster only like almost like on a daily basis like gives us the update on the numbers. Now he's on pace for 63 home runs. Like I love that he's doing it, but my point is like you've got so many people that are going well. Should they give him $300 million? Did they screw up? And I'm thinking it's just too damn early now. But the other point I was making is, do you really think that Brian Cashman is sitting there, like you talk about banging your head into a microphone, banging his head against his desk, thinking, oh my God, we're going to have to pay him. They know this is who he is. What you're waiting for, like Bart said, is where are we going to be in August and September? Isn't that really what you have to prove if you're Aaron Judge? Not what you're doing now. It's doing it in September and you're still playing and you're healthy.
You know, there's so many layers to this, guys. One of the things is I think the Yankees would be feeling awful right now if they lowballed him. They didn't lowball him. Everybody in baseball said they made a great offer. And that doesn't mean that Aaron Judge had to take it. He wants more. He thinks he deserves more. He has that right. You don't think the Yankees want to have a big year? They don't want to win a World Series? Then they'll deal with it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think the money is the issue. I mean, I think the offer they made him was $30.5 million a year. And he probably wants something like 36, something like that. But I think it's the length of the deal. The Yankees are so analytically driven, and they don't have any analytics on how a 6'7", 282-pound guy is going to play when he becomes 38 years old. And I think that scares them. So I don't know if they're going to go beyond 7. So everybody keeps saying, well, they're going to have to pay him anyway. This team will not do anything emotionally driven. If they think this is what he's worth, they're going to draw the line there. They will not be driven into doing more just because he had MVP caliber season. Maybe they might give him, you know, more money, maybe one more year. But if Aaron's looking for a 10-year deal, I don't know if they would go there. I just don't.
Yeah, it's amazing, though, because you say 280, and you're like, oh, no, I thought he's the same size as Giancarlo. He got Giancarlo about 35 pounds.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. And yeah. Giancarlo is a bit of a Adonis as well. When you look at Giancarlo, I think he's finally settled into the Yankee uniform. Does he seem comfortable now in his own skin up here in the Bronx?
Bart, I got to tell you, man, I've been covering the Yankees 36 years. This guy is so chill. He doesn't let anything bother him. He doesn't let the booze bother him. He's not going to be flipping anybody off. He's not going to be chasing rats in a tunnel or anything like that. This guy is so secure in his skin and so believes in himself, and he knows that if he does the work, it's going to happen, and nothing will let him deviate from that. I think he's handled New York as well as anybody that I've ever seen. Maybe people have handled it as well, but nobody's handled it better. He's not going to be a guy to be driven out of here because he got booed on the first day that he played here. He did, by the way, and he gets booed when he goes into slumps. He's a streaky hitter. He's a hell of a player, though. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. He's a good defender. I think the fact that he's in the outfield 3 or 4 times a week has helped him be a better offensive player. I think he's locked in. He's managed his injuries. He's really good. I think Cameron Maybin said it best on the broadcast the other day. He said Giancarlo Stanton is the Under Armour guy that you see in stores like in Dick's Sporting Goods without the clothes on.
Yeah, right. It's the mannequin, right? It's literally what he is. It's how they picture what an athlete's supposed to look like. But we also forget he was an MVP. Like, this guy can play.
He's only 32 years old.
And they're getting, obviously, a lot of bang for the buck when you consider the contract now versus, you know, versus a lot of other people. Talking with Michael Kay, the voice of the Yankees, also the Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN in New York, and the K-Rod cast on Sunday Night Baseball. If we stay in New York but flip to the Mets, what do they do with Max Scherzer now out until maybe, you know, as early as late July or maybe early August? With Jacob deGrom still, it's going to be a while for him. They're in first place. They have a fairly comfortable lead in a division that's got some struggle happening in it below them.
But how do they get through this, and are they going to look outside for help?
Well, I think they'll look outside for help, but they got the right manager in place, and it looks like they have the right players in place where the offense is going to score runs. I think the next month is going to be a real test. They play really, really good teams. But you said it, Alan. Everybody else in the National League East is struggling. So what the Mets have done before Scherzer went down is that they built the cushion. So they have a little bit of a cushion if they go into a little bit of a downturn. And you got to look at it this way. I hate to use this phrase, but if they could just tread water, keep their lead, maybe if two games shaved off it over the next month or so, and then you get back Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom, I think you're good to go. So I think the cushion that they built for themselves, I think that that's going to serve it well, because once they get rolling and they get these players back, it's going to be like a trade for two people that nobody's going to be able to make. I mean, you're getting two of the best pitchers in baseball back without giving up anything other than the fact that you've lost them for a couple of months. So I think the Mets are in shape. I think they are. I don't think the National League is going to scare them. I think Pete Alonso is having an MVP type of season. They're just going to have to piece it together with young pitching. They don't have great depth in their system, but they've got enough to make a trade or maybe bring up some of their young pitchers and see what they could do. So I'm not afraid for them. I think they have the right manager who won't panic, and I think their players have a pretty good resolve.
Well, the Red Sox, because is it too early for the Red Sox to start looking at unloading, whether it's Eovaldi or Hill or even Pivetta?
I think it's too early, but it could get late early. They've fallen behind by a lot, and the fact that the Yankees have gotten off to this great start, they're really, really behind the eight ball. But I think they'll let it play until probably the All-Star break. And then the big decision they're going to have to make is whether or not they trade Xander Bogaerts, because the feeling in Boston is that he's going to opt out of the remainder of his deal, which he has the right to do, and that the Red Sox signed Trevor Story to move him to shortstop eventually. So if they know that they're not going to sign Xander Bogaerts, this would be the time to trade him, and what a pickup that would be for some team.
Michael, great stuff. I'll let Bart send you out with another one of your calls. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bart.
See ya!
Love it. There I go.
All the best. Michael Kay again, voice
of
the Yankees.
Have a good weekend.
You got it. You too. Also see him on the K-Rod cast. Although, Bart, no K-Rod cast for a little while here because obviously with the NBA playoffs and a lot of stuff going on. You do have ESPN Sunday Night Baseball, but just
save
a lot happening right now.
Well, save your voice. Save your voice.
No, wait. Wait till we get to July and baseball is front and center.
Yeah.
But, of course, still on 98.7 ESPN in New York on the Michael Kay Show with, yes, Don LaGreca, also Peter Rosenberg, and obviously on the YES Network calling all those Yankee games 28-10. I mean, if I saw a Yankee fan come up to me and start complaining about the Yankees, I would slap him.
But you know what it is, right? They've had, Boone's first 2 years, he's had 100 win seasons, and it didn't end right. So I feel like the Yankees have that pressure that really nothing that they do in the regular season anybody cares about, because they've seen them dominate the regular season.
Yeah, but you would much rather see them where they are right now rather than where the Jays are, where you're kind of middling at 500. No, what they're showing you is that they're building themselves up a lead, which it's a long season, it's a marathon. You've got to make sure if you have a nice lead early, it gets you through some of the rough patches of a season. And then for Aaron Judge, congratulations on a great year, but obviously for everybody, it's going to be about the longevity of a season like this. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Coming up, audio files. We got to put a bow on a story yesterday that was red hot. We'll discuss. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number.
Did you know that Joe Buck and Michael Collins has a kind of like watch the game?
Yeah, they have their own like extra cast that they're doing for a lot of things now.
Yeah, Joe Buck has ingratiated himself in the company really quickly, huh? Put him straight to work for that $100 billion.
I mean, you're paying him enough money.
Yeah, for that $100 billion.
Are you kidding me? I mean, he better work.
They got him over here like he Jim Nance.
I mean, if only – it's too bad, too. Like, if – you know, when the Jets play the Ravens?
Yeah.
I wish, like, you – who would I want you to sit with and do a, like
– Me, Terrell Suggs, because he's funny.
And a Jet. And who – now, who's – all right, so there's a Raven you play with. Who's a Jet you played with that would work there, too?
Well, Chris Jenkins is too crazy.
What about D. Wood?
Yeah, you go D. Wood or Mark Sanchez, because he's in the business, too.
And have you guys do a cast off of Jets Ravens?
And I'm like, hey, Mark, remember that time we played them and you pooped down your pants the first play?
Yikes. Is that a true story?
Remember you missed a tackle? No, remember like, he was a rookie. So the first time he played, he was a rookie. And it was preseason.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it wasn't pretty.
Yikes.
Then we played in the regular season.
I just like – that's the one thing missing from the NFL because of all the regional stuff, the fact that it's CBS, it's Fox and all that, is you can't do like a regional – like SNY couldn't have you and the other two guys, like and Willie, do like a separate cast. You just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It's a shame because it would be amazing.
You should put the idea out there. That might be
I just
dope.
Did.
The lunacy would be insane.
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, my God.
If you had Bart – if you had – Doozable's your other guy, right?
Yep, Dooz.
Yeah. So Bart, Willie, and Dooz doing a extra cast of the game, just them just talking, doing stuff, would be insane. Insane.
Must-watch television. Grab your popcorn. 100%. Grab a soda, a beer, or something like that.
Oh, I'd be
like
watching that.
Oh,
that in Red Zone.
That's the problem. Over the game.
Because all your hometown fans wouldn't watch the CBS broadcast of the game. They would just watch the other one. So it wouldn't work out for them. But I love the idea. And you can't say, well, what if we tape it and play it later?
Nah.
I need to see it live.
Got to go live. You know, we might have to – they might have
we're
to call
in – we're going
to
do it live.
They might have to call in Chad Castagna to come in and do fill-in work and call Westhoff to do like the regular show. And we do our optional telecast.
Chad Cascadin.
Yeah.
Friend of the show. Love Chad. Anyways, we have a bow to put on a story from yesterday that was red hot, maybe even a mea culpa, a bit of an apology. We'll do that as we step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio Files.
Ding, ding.
The Audio File.
The Audio File.
So yesterday we talked about how Nick Saban took a flamethrower to NIL and college football, and he started naming names, including Jackson State and Texas A&M. Well, we heard from Jimbo Fisher yesterday, who wasn't too happy about that. Nick Saban then realized he might have made a mistake, so he started reaching out to people privately. And Deion Sanders, who's the head coach of Jackson State, said, no, no, no. You took it public, it's staying public.
I haven't talked to those same time. I'm pretty sure you just tried to call. But we need to talk publicly, not privately. What you said was public. That is not a private conversation. Let's talk publicly. Let everybody hear the conversation. Yeah, you can't do that publicly being called private. No.
I kind of agree with him on that one.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you shame me publicly, you got to apologize publicly.
Right.
And it's the thing. Now he's trying to mend defenses, because now what Jimbo Fisher said to me is like allegations that, hey, maybe it's some Shady Acres going on. Yeah.
Acres.
So now he's trying to say, hey, I'm sorry, everybody. I didn't mean that. Because now people say, oh, that's what we doing? Mm-hmm. Oh, so we ain't got to protect you no more now, huh, Nick? So let's go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, be careful.
And Prime is a different dude.
No, just because
y'all did a commercial together, if you come at him, he going to come back at you.
But he did say that he still loves him, respects him, and all that stuff. He just said, but, you know, you want
to
apologize.
I love you, but I got to do you.
Exactly. Well, Nick Saban was trying as best he could to backpedal, and the hammies were definitely getting sore.
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, I should have never really singled anybody out. You know, that was a mistake, and I really apologize for that part of it. But I'm not against name, image, and likeness. I think it's a great thing for players. You know, our players made a lot of money last year in name, image, and likeness. But, you know, I told our players to, you know, get an agent, get representation, you know, make what you can make. Players have always been able to work, and I think that's a good thing.
No, I think he's not going to live this
down.
That's
wacky D. Because you – So why point out how many players they bought? If you bought players that was already there, if your players made a lot of money, Bryce Young, right, mm-hmm. made a lot of money, then why you got a problem saying, okay, well, this class, Texas A&M, bought every player they got? No, you can't do that, because that means you bought some players too. You just couldn't get – you just didn't have enough money to buy the ones that you wanted because they bought them first.
It is definitely something that he's not going to live down on October 8th.
Ever.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's feeling this, no doubt about it. But you could tell that he was probably feeling a certain way about the recruiting process now that he no longer can dominate it. Okay, so the PGA Championship going on right now. Full coverage on ESPN Plus, Southern Hills Country Club in Oklahoma. Just checking on how Tiger Woods is doing today. And, Bart, I'm scrolling, and I'm still scrolling, and I'm still scrolling. This is not good.
Yeah,
Tiger
man.
Woods struggled on day one. And remember how he went into – I'm still scrolling, by the way. Remember how he went into the tournament? How did he feel? There I am. He's now – well, he's plus four for the tournament. Oh, he hasn't teed. Okay, 236. So, yes. First round, 74, Bart. Not happy. So, he said, I feel great, right? I feel stronger coming into this thing. After a first round four over?
Yeah, my leg is not feeling as good as I would like it to be. we'll start the recovery process and get after it tomorrow.
Yep. He said everything
works. Why can't it be, you know, I still feel good, I just didn't play well? It's always got to be an excuse.
He did add that part, too. But he just said, you know, I take a step, it hurts. I swing, everything, it hurts. I twist, it hurts.
Man, go sit your ass down,
man. And he said, but it's golf. So he's going to battle through, but it was not a great performance.
Did we battle through golf?
Tees off at 2:36 today. Full coverage ESPN+. All right, that's Audio Files. It's Barton Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. More of your calls. And also, what does Brian Daboll want to see from Daniel Jones? He lets us know. We'll discuss. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. So the Celtics win game two. They even that series at one. That series now moves to Boston. Saturday night on ABC, you get game three. Tonight, game two of the Western Conference Finals. The Mavericks, the Warriors. The Mavericks trying to even that up. The Warriors trying to head to Dallas up 2-0. Can they hold Luka to another quiet night? Full coverage on ESPN Radio begins at 8:30, tip-off at 9. I'll be part of the coverage, looking forward to it. Bart, we love our listeners. They're with us every step of the way. They cheer with us. They fight with us. They argue with us. We love them. And they love things that we do, like the Power Hour. But sometimes the Power Hour can go too far, just like Mike in Michigan is going to explain. Mike.
What's going on, Hon?
How we doing? You want to talk to Bart about this?
Good, man. Yeah, man. Hey, man, Bart got me in trouble, dude.
Oh, man, what happened?
Every day for like a week, I walked in the house after work. I got three daughters and a wife. I walked in the house, I screamed, it's a power hour. That shit had me sleeping on the couch, man.
She had you sit on the couch? You ain't telling you wanted you wanted to show her some power hour.
That's what I'm saying. I thought
you wanted. You asked if you want some power
I
for
mean, the
an hour.
Minute you see, maybe it's how you delivered it, Mike. How did you do it when you walked in the house? Because you said it kind of quiet on the phone. But I want to feel like, what did it sound like when you delivered the announcement that it was the power hour?
Well, look, I got a tent now, so when I say it today, when I get in, at least when someone make a tent in the living room.
Listen, man, I need you to go get some liquid chocolate, come in there with that thing with a heart on it, and come in that thing and say, it's time for the power hour. Woo, get your ass upstairs. Yeah. It's going down.
Like it's you got to almost, like, you announce it like it's your arrival.
Yes.
Like, you need to pay attention to this right now.
You want some of this. I'm jacked up on Mountain Dew right now.
Exactly.
That's pretty much what the power hour is.
Right. You like you kick the door open, you stand at the door, feet spread, hands on your hips, like you're Superman. And you say it like Bart would say. You say it with your chest.
Everybody's taking it, fellas.
I need a video of it too, Mike.
That's what I'm talking about. No. You can't be documenting nothing, man.
Mike sounds like he walked in going like, hey, it's the power hour. And they all looked at him like, right. Yeah, whatever.
She's like, go to the couch.
Yeah. Go, really? Go. That's the power hour?
And he's supposed to come in that thing like it's a power hour. Like, I want my big piece of chicken. Where's my warm dinner? And I am stretched out.
Like
I took some Dude wipes. I ain't got to take no shower. Like, I wiped off some Dude wipes.
The whole point is to say, is to say it's so strong that you need the gong when it's over. We're back in 10 seconds. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. That Jimmy Butler smoke that y'all were bringing to us the last couple of days, where are you? Yeah, he had 29 points. His team got their ass kicked at home in game two. The Celtics locked it up. They got two starters back, and it was a big difference. We were telling you this, and people were putting this dude on a pedestal, and we were saying, no. Like, he's really good.
Vince.
But he's not that
our,
guy.
Our, listen, friend
I,
of the
I
show.
I can't believe Vince
Carter. Vince Carter. Yeah. Vince Sanity. Went insane.
Yeah. I mean, he's North Carolina. Like when he said, I was like, whoa. You take
You take him over Steph Curry. You take him over Luka. Like, are you sure? Yeah, so man. I want to hear from those people that feel like, yo, you guys were hating. That's all we heard. You guys were hating. Or are we just being realists about it? He's really good. The Heat are a good team. But let's not start putting people on a pedestal that do not belong there. So we got your calls coming up. But, Bart, a quarterback that you have been steadfastly supportive of, despite the fact that he has not played well,
yes,
is the Giants' young Daniel Jones.
Yep.
You call him Junior Whopper Hands.
Yep, because circumstance.
Right. And yeah. There's a lot of turnovers that aren't really as interceptions as much as they are him just losing the football because he runs with it or because the offensive line is really bad. Brian Daboll is the new head coach of the Giants. And the Giants are not going to commit to anything beyond, right? They're not picking up options, not doing anything with him. He's got to prove it with the new staff, new coaching staff, and a new front office. So Brian Daboll, the head coach of the Giants, was asked, what do you want from Brian Daboll? The answer.
We want to make sure we protect the ball. But again, you can't go out there and play, you know, afraid. Be smart, not reckless, if you will. You've got a shot on the right read, let it go. You know, there's going to be things that happen in every game. The defense is going to make a good play. There might be a tip ball. We're going to have to do a good job of taking care of the football, but I want him to turn it loose.
So he really just wants him to relax. He feels like from watching film, that maybe he was just jumpy? What do you think?
Well, you'll be jumpy, too, if you're getting hit in the back of the head. First, they give you Nate Solder on the right side. You're getting your head knocked off. Then they give you Will Hernandez. That was supposed to be the big, tough guy, the big Richie Incognito. He like a turnstile. And then you got Thomas, who was a turnstile his first year and a half, and now he's really settled in. Now that you have Evan Neal playing right tackle, left tackle, I don't know which side he's going to start on. Now you have an opportunity. You went up and you upgraded the interior line, or you think you upgraded the interior line, but at least he can be able to see that pressure when it's coming up the middle. It's hard to be getting hit in the back of the hand when you got them Junior Whopper hands. Kenny Pickett's going to figure that out too. When you can't see what's coming, and you that eternal clock speeds up, because even when you do have protection, you know, because maybe they're dropping back seven, and you think you don't have protection because you've been getting hit in the head too much. All his tackles, all his sacks and fumbles weren't so many the interceptions. It's the fumbles that kill you. And the fumbles are coming because he's getting hit and not seeing it coming.
So when you hear him say also cut it loose.
Yes.
What does that tell you?
Go through your progressions. And if the progression says, you know, your pre-snap read says, hey, you got one-on-one here, let it go. Trust your players. 50-50 balls. Believe in yourself. We're not going to get on you for throwing aggressive interceptions when, you know, the coverage dictates or the read dictates, hey, that's where the ball is supposed to go. Do it with conviction. I don't want you to hesitate, because you hesitate, that's all defenders need in this league to get the safety to be over there to make the play or to get the guy to come undercut the route. When you see it, throw it in there with conviction. Believe in yourself. You want me to believe in you.
Yeah, this is definitely a prove-it year for him. When you look at – you're the guy that said you think the Giants will be the second-best team in the division.
I do.
You got the Eagles.
It was a tongue-in-cheek, and it's not because I'm here for New York.
Yeah, no. You got the Eagles as the best team and all the different additions they made, adding Bradbury now, another corner. And Jalen Hurts has plenty of weapons now. They make the trade on draft day for the wide receiver. So
already had the best offensive line.
And they've got a great line. They got
number
they got,
one running game in the league.
Right. So you've got them as the best team. But when I said who's the second-best team – you didn't say the Dallas Cowboys. You feel like the Dallas Cowboys have taken a step back. And
yeah,
you think the Giants will be that team.
I do.
Well, they have to. If Daniel Jones is what he's been, it's not going to happen.
No, coaching matters, though.
Okay.
Like, come on. Like, we talk about that anemic offense that, you know, Jason Garrett had. No shifts, no motions, right? So you couldn't get pre-snap information. You know, Daboll has proven that he can work with a mobile quarterback. And Daniel Jones, despite what people may think, how he looks in his little tan Dickies or Dockers, right? Bugle Boys, whatever you want to call
them. The khakis?
Yeah, whatever you think about him. He's an athlete. He's a guy that's more athletic than what you think. And he's a guy that shows he can even do RPOs. You know, I mean, he has a 60-yard run. He can get top speed, the highest top speed, right underneath the cheetah. So, I mean, hey, we know he can throw the deep ball. It's been the intermediate stuff where it takes touch and finesse and throwing into windows that he struggled with.
Yeah.
Now you take those away, because now if Saquon Barkley can be half of what we anticipated him to be, it's going to create windows for him to throw through.
Yeah, and again, you have somebody, Daboll working with Josh Allen. He also has, obviously, experience in his back pocket. all around the league. Offensive coordinator is Mike Kafka, and he's got the experience with the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, he's been with Patrick Mahomes. These guys have developed quarterbacks. They've been part of seeing a quarterback grow, and now they got to see what they can get out of Daniel Jones, because it could be all the difference in the world between the Giants being a team that might have a chance to contend for a playoffs and know that they have their quarterback of the future, or being one of those teams that is trying to find that quarterback in next year's draft. All right, we got baseball, we got NBA playoffs, we got your calls. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio, or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.